With what you need to know in the news on Wednesday, May 11th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. Gas prices rose to new records overnight and regulars now averaging $4.49 a gallon. Eight New Jersey counties are averaging over $4.50, including Monmouth, Ocean, Mercer, and Somerset. The cheapest gas in New Jersey is in Sussex County. AAA also puts the average cost for diesel at $6.23, a 4 cent a gallon jump overnight. With betting ads blanketing the airwaves and social media, New Jersey residents are being warned about a developing gambling epidemic that is ruining some people's lives.
During testimony before the Assembly Tourism, Gaming, and the Arts Committee, Felicia Grondin of the Jersey Council on Compulsive Gambling said the number of sports betting ads has exploded over the past year, increasing the likelihood
of state residents potentially developing a gambling problem. And for those who have recognized they have a gambling problem, incessant advertising can be an accelerator for individuals to relapse and break their gambling sobriety.
Compulsive gambling is ruining families, careers, and credit scores, said Grondin. More must be done to inform the public about gambling risks. I'm David Matthau.
There was an $80,000 vehicle lifted from a driveway, which was preceded by a home burglary in Jackson on Tuesday. Police got a call around 8:56 a.m. from a resident on Bridgewater Court and learned the suspects entered through the garage, then an unlocked interior door, then into the kitchen where they went through several drawers, stole the woman's purse, everything in it, and then the key fob for the Audi Q8 in the driveway. Police tracked down a stolen BMW from North Jersey over in Newark, but the Audi Q8 is still missing. You're not the only one buying school supplies for your kid. A new report shows us how deeply teachers go into their own pockets in order to provide enough supplies for their classes.
The average per teacher in New Jersey is around $472 annually. Sean Spiller, president of the New Jersey Education Association, says if teachers are lucky, they get some supplies from their district.
The sad stories you hear are districts where, you know, a teacher may get, okay, here's your one ream of paper, you know, that you've got to last your semester.
Educators who are the most in need, Spiller adds, are often in communities where families are struggling to provide for their children as well. Teachers can deduct up to $250 of these expenses on their taxes. There's federal legislation to bump that up to $1,000. I'm Dino Flamia.
Reaction has been swift to the state Supreme Court ruling that allows parole for the convicted killer of a New Jersey state trooper.
85-year-old Sundiata Akoli saw parole denied multiple times during his life sentence for the 1973 shooting death of Trooper Werner Forrester along the Turnpike. State Police Superintendent Colonel Pat Callahan says he is devastated and disappointed by the court's decision, as is Trooper Forrester's widow. Callahan says he had been hopeful that understanding the risks law enforcement officers face on a daily basis would have helped to keep Akoli in prison for the remainder of his life, which is now the law for such crimes. In Trenton, I'm Erin Vogt.
Two Superstorm Sandy contractors, one from Florida, one from Texas, have pled guilty to theft by failure to make required disposition after they stole funds through contractor businesses they operated between October 2014 and May 2017 in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy in Ocean, Monmouth, and Middlesex counties. Both men faced several years in prison and must also pay restitution. Governor Phil Murphy's proposed budget includes $11 million to expand eligibility for NJ Family Care to children who can't receive the health coverage now solely because they aren't legally in the United States.
This would be phase two of the Cover All Kids initiative, a multi-year plan to provide health insurance to the roughly 87,000 children without coverage as of 2019. There are perhaps 24,000 children in the state who would qualify for New Jersey family care, except that they're unauthorized immigrants. Human Services Commissioner Sarah Edelman says it's better to spend on primary preventative care than reimburse hospitals for charity care and emergency rooms.
In addition to it being the right thing to do to provide health insurance for children, there are assumed financial benefits to the state over time.
Though it's a Medicaid program, it would be fully funded by the state without federal help. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
A Browns Mills man has been indicted by an Ocean County grand jury for selling a fentanyl-infused concoction of heroin as well as cocaine to a 29-year-old man who later overdosed and died in Toms River in 2019. 57-year-old William Anderson was indicted on several charges, including strict liability drug-induced death. 30 New Jersey hospitals get a safety grade of A, according to a new Leapfrog group survey. Tyler Minier of the Jersey Healthcare Quality Institute says COVID has adversely impacted hospitals in New Jersey and across the country as well.
As you would imagine, from issues that arose during the pandemic, like surges in demand, staffing shortages, which have been widely reported.
The survey also gives 16 hospitals a safety grade of B, 19 get a C, and 4 New Jersey hospitals get a grade of D. Nobody got an F. You can see if your hospital gets an A rating on our website or on our app. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Wednesday.